Occasionally, the real teacher in the classroom is not the teacher, but the student. For you see, sometimes the teacher is the one that really needs to learn the lesson. This was the case for me a few years ago when I was privileged to have a young student named Christy in my classroom. Christy was born with cerebral palsy, and her body was frail and twisted, and she was confined to a wheelchair. Her hands often shook and sometimes had trouble controlling her movements. Because of all this, she had a different perspective than most on life. Christy had the most pleasant personality. Her smile and laughter were contagious, and she lit up a room when she entered it, and she was well loved by everyone, her peers and teachers alike. Why, kids would often fight over who got to push Christy down the hall and have races with her up and down the hallway riding on the back of her wheelchair. Well, while her body was weak, her mind was as sharp as a tack. She was creative and intelligent and an excellent student. Her insights and writings were often surpassing her young years. It was indeed a pleasure to have Christy as a student, and I grew to love her. Well, one morning while I was teaching a geometry lesson, I heard the doorknob rattle. And I thought it was the wind or something, and I just ignored it. Well, it rattled again, and in a few minutes the door flung open and in rolled Christy. She was so excited that she was literally shaking, and she said, "Miss H," that's what she always called me, "Miss H, I couldn't wait. I had to come down here and tell you first thing this morning." I stopped what I was doing, and I said, "Well, what is it, Christy? What do you need to tell me?" "I couldn't wait to tell you. I couldn't wait to tell you. Last night, I walked 3 steps. Well, after sharing her excitement and telling her how proud I was of her, she left my room to go on and share her news with others. Well, after she left, I had to leave the room too. I was so overwhelmed that I had to leave and gain my composure. I thought to myself, 3 steps? What are 3 steps to me? I take 3 steps without even thinking. At that moment, I was very humbled. I was hit square in the face with how much I take for granted and just how proud I was of Christy. Well, that's one of those life lessons that I needed to learn. At that time, I took some extra time to say thanks for all the things that I take for granted. All the things that I'm able to do on a daily basis. And from that moment on, I've kind of looked at life a little differently. Thank you, Christy, for teaching me the lesson that I needed to learn.